finance and economics.
Canada's housing market. Time for a bigger needle. The latest attempt to prick a bubble.
Canada's reputation for financial regulation is starry. Its banks got through the crisis unscathed. According to Moody's, a ratings agency, Royal Bank of Canada sits alongside HSBC and JP Morgan Chase in the top tier of global banks. And Canadian policymakers are old hands at pulling macroprudential levers of the sort now in vogue among rich world central banks. But questions still nag. Some say that Canada's banks are flattered by a huge indemnity offered by Canada Mortgage and Housing Corp, CMHC, a public institution that insures mortgages with a loan-to-value ratio of more than 80%. CHMC's book grew to 567 billion Canadian dollars, that's 557 billion US dollars, in 2011, up from 345 billion Canadian dollars 4 years earlier. And Canada's housing market looks very frothy on some measures. The Economist's analysis of price-to-rent ratios suggests that Canadian properties were about 75% above their long-run fair value in the first quarter of 2012. Although less than 0.5% of CHMC's mortgages are in arrears, such exuberance is a worry. The central bank recently labelled housing as the most important domestic risk to financial stability in Canada. Repeated efforts by policymakers to take the heat out of housing have not had a noticeable effect. So on June 21st, Jim Flaherty, the finance minister, had another go, his fourth in 4 years. Some of the new measures were cosmetic. Buyers of homes worth more than $1 million have been able to get mortgage default insurance from CMHC with a down payment of only 5%. In practice, it is hard to find buyers in this bracket who do not have lots of equity in their homes. But after July 9th, mortgages for homes of this value will not be eligible for CMHC coverage. Other measures have more teeth. The maximum amortization period for a mortgage will now be 25 years, down from 30. That should hurt demand. Last year, about 40% of new mortgages were for terms longer than that. Refinancing a home will be allowed only up to 80% of its value, down from 85%. Home buyers will have to demonstrate their housing costs are no more than 39% of their gross household income. On top of Mr. Flaherty's measures, the Office of the Superintendent of Financial Institutions, Canada's banking regulator, slapped a loan-to-value limit of 65% on borrowing against home equity. Craig Alexander, the chief economist for TD Financial Group, estimates all this will be the equivalent of about a 1% rise in mortgage rates for most home buyers. He believes that will produce a slow unwinding of the housing market. If he is right, and Mr. Flaherty's various interventions avoid the collateral damage that would be caused by an actual interest rate rise, Canada's admirers will have another thing to swoon over.